We're here on KSOM as we talk cross country. ACGC will be sending two runners to the state tournament this coming Saturday when they race up in Fort Dodge. Rick Blake, head coach for ACGC, joins me now. And coach, two individuals going for you to state, Cadence Peterson and Preston Kent. How are you feeling overall about your kids as they head to state?
I feel good. I feel great. Yes, we have two very deserving state qualifiers in Preston and Cadence. I think they've had a great last few weeks of the season and a good start to the week of practice. So, yeah, I feel good, and I'm excited to just go watch them run and compete one more time this season.
Well, as the season progressed, did you think that there was going to be trouble to get somebody to state? Was that, I mean, you weren't getting tremendously high finishes in a lot of the meets, but, you know, they came through and they did it on their home course at the state qualifying meet. But what were you thinking as the season was going on?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. They ran two fantastic races last Thursday night at home. They really did turn it on for that last meet. You know, I guess I was fairly calm about it all. You know, you're right to say that those were especially good races and fast times for them last Thursday, but you know, they've been steadily progressing and working hard all season, and they just, you know, I guess I kind of trusted them to put it all together when they needed to, and they really did. I think, you know, for both those runners, there was an understanding that, you know, we're in a tough qualifying district and there are a lot of good runners coming to our course. So, you know, there was always a little jeopardy of, well, you know, you have to go earn it and prove it on the course in order to get, you know, where you want to go. And they were just able to do that and to come through when it really mattered. So yeah, really happy for them. And like I said, it is a reflection of all their work and progress this season. And you know, progress isn't always linear, but like I said, they came through when they needed to.
Well, let's start with Cadence. What have you seen from her all year long and how she's sort of progressed to this point?
Well, Cadence is really a tough runner, competitor, athletes. She's skilled at a lot of different things. She's in a lot of different things. I mean, she's balancing cross country with dance. She's got wrestling coming up. So like she's doing a lot of different stuff all the time, really. And it's just like, yeah, her perseverance, and she's just got kind of grit about her where she is not going to let adversity keep her down, and she's going to work through that and progress through that, and hopefully take some confidence from last week into this week, because you know, it's kind of unlike Preston, her times haven't always been faster this year. I mean, like she ran a faster time last Thursday than she'd run in 2 years, so it's for her, I think, a testament to just her perseverance and her ability to kind of hang in there and keep working hard, even if results aren't going exactly the way you hoped or planned, and just kind of trusting that the process is going to work out in the end. And so, yeah, I think she is just a great all-around athlete, but also just a very tough person.
And what do you see as her goals at state?
Well, I think for Cadence and Preston, yeah, it's about running the best race that you can and finishing as high as possible in the best time you can run. I think that, you know, the message to them is let's go out and leave it all on the course one more time. And if you, you know, not that really any place would constitute failure, but if you're going to go out, you know, having given your absolute best, and, you know, if you run the best that you can and finish as high as you can, that's really what we're after and what we're asking for. But go, you know, go for it, leave it all out there. And I think that was kind of the message going into districts is like, hey, if this is a goal you want, you have to go for it, and you have to go for it right away early in the race. And if you fail in the third mile, so be it, but you have to kind of put yourself in that position to be successful or to accomplish what you want ahead of time. So the message is really going to be like, don't be afraid of this race. Like, go out, attack the race, do your best, and then just see where things fall at the end.
And the rest of the girls' team, I know that you were short on numbers this year. That prevented the team to qualify for state this year. But the tradition continues that ACGC is sending somebody to state cross country. You know, what do you see as the prospects for, you know, the team into next year and trying to rebuild a little bit or reload, if you will?
Yeah, you're right. We are kind of mid reload or rebuild or whatever word you want to kind of use. I think that the girls that we have kind of behind Cadence as far as, you know, Brooklyn and Lily and Kennedy's, they had great seasons. They finished really well at the qualifying meet as well, cutting really lots of time. I mean, Kennedy PR'd like a minute and a half, something like that. So, I mean, that's a really nice finish to the year for her. Broke 26. That was a big goal she had. Those are definitely, you know, in terms of like looking back at last year, like those would have been girls in the mix or competing to be on that state qualifying team. So I think there are some pieces there. You're right. The numbers are low for the girls right now, but we have some great runners in the junior high program at the moment that we're just kind of waiting for them to come up and get to the high school level. And I think they will do a lot to help the girls team going forward. So I think the future is definitely bright for the program as a whole. And like you said, it's great that Cadence could make it to state this year and kind of keep that run going. And hopefully we can be back as a team soon.
On the boys' side, what did you see from Preston throughout the season heading into last week?
Preston, he's just, I'm impressed with the work that he puts in. I kind of marvel really at the work he's willing to do and put in the off season. I mean, he's putting in hundreds of miles going all the way back to June. He went to a couple cross country camps this summer. So he's taken it very seriously and, you know, committed to improving and accomplishing his goals. And that's starting to pay off and come through for him. So I couldn't be happier for him about that. And he, like I said, put it all together last Thursday. It had been kind of steady, you know, solid finish, solid race. And then he kind of went off, so to speak, at last Thursday and just ran a fantastic race. So really happy for him. He definitely deserves it, given all the work he's put in.
And then let's look at the boys' future. I mean, I'm looking at the roster, and there's not a senior there this year. So you got presumably everybody coming back next year. You know, what do you think this boys' team maybe learned from this year that can help them gain experience for next year?
Well, the freshmen and sophomores, again, took big leaps forward this year. The freshmen especially. I mean, given where they came in August and, you know, weren't completing full workouts to, I mean, it seemed like every week they were cutting 45 seconds, a minute. I mean, those times just fell drastically consistently all year. So that was really fun. You know, as a coach, you're like, wow, this is awesome. You know, it's kind of what you're in it for. So I was really happy with their progress. I think the message to the boys going forward, you know, they kind of finished the season in one big pack, and that's not really how they started, but I think that bodes well going into the future, everything from just training and bonding together to, you know, competing in meets. The boys this off season really need to make sure, I mean, one, that they're going out for track, and two, that they're putting in summer miles. I think that's, you know, that's what a big separator, not the only, but a big separator between, you know, Preston and the pack is the difference in summer miles and summer running. And again, Preston wasn't, you know, alone in the summer mileage, but he definitely, you know, put in more than kind of everyone else. And so it's like, can we get other guys to go with him on that, you know, summer training regimen and things like that. So for the boys, it's about like, how can we get better between now and August looking into next season? And I have a good feeling about this group for sure.
Well, certainly an interesting season nevertheless, but the Chargers will be represented by Preston and by Cadence at the state meet on Saturday. And hopefully they will have a good last race of the season. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck to your two competitors at state. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it.
Rick Blake, head coach for ACGC Cross Country, joins us here on KSOM.